USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference Wednesday on the conviction of several defendants on Tuesday, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, who were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is the first seditious conspiracy charged by a jury in the country since 1995. Rhodes and fellow Oath Keepers associate Kelly Meggs both face up to 20 years in prison for this charge. Garland, noting these convictions carry a strong message for Americans.
As the verdict of this case makes clear, the department will work tirelessly to hold accountable those responsible for crimes related to the attack on our democracy on January 6, 2021.
Twitter is pulling the plug on its crackdown on COVID misinformation. More than 11,000 accounts were suspended when the policy was first announced in early 2020. It's the latest change under new owner Elon Musk, who in the past used the platform to spread misinformation about the virus. CNET editor-at-large Ian Scheer.
In a lot of ways, this is not surprising. Elon Musk has been saying since he made the initial offer for Twitter earlier this year that he plans to reduce the guardrails of moderation on the platform.
Public health experts warn the move could discourage vaccination and other efforts to combat the still-spreading virus. A member of the administration has been charged with theft.
A member of the Biden administration, Sam Brinton, a deputy assistant secretary at the Department of Energy's nuclear division, and one of the federal government's first gender non-binary official, has been charged with felony theft, according to a September 6 court document, and video evidence of they stealing a traveler's luggage from the Minneapolis airport in September. If convicted, they could face up to 5 years in prison and or a $10,000 fine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Severe storms, including possible tornadoes, claimed at least two lives in the mid and deep south. James Brown's home in the small northeastern Mississippi town of Steens was heavily damaged.
If I'd have been in my wife's bathroom, I wouldn't be here today. But I was in my own bathroom on the other side of the house.
Two people died and a third was hurt when a tree fell onto a house just outside of Montgomery, Alabama. Several others were hurt and tens of thousands were left without power from Louisiana to Georgia. Higher interest rates are here to stay and they may even get higher before long. These are just some of the assessments coming from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who warned that the central bank will push rates higher than previously expected and keep them there for an extended period as part of the ongoing effort to rein in inflation.
The truth is that the path ahead for inflation remains highly uncertain.
NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre filed a motion to have himself dismissed from a $24 million lawsuit brought by the state of Mississippi's welfare agency over an alleged scheme that misappropriated $77 million. Favre, 53, has not been charged in connection to that scheme. Favre's connection to the scandal came to light after text messages surfaced that showed him communicating with former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan. The two were seen heard discussing $5 million in financial assistance to build a new state-of-the-art athletic complex at his alma mater. Favre's daughter is a member of the volleyball team there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.